We know the Yontif of Shavuos is coming up. The Jewish holiday, we have Shalosh Regalim, we have three major festivals, Pesach, Passover, Sukkot, and Shavuos. So Shavuos is not well known, but it's one of the major holidays. We count the 7 weeks, the 50 days from Pesach to Shavuos, the Jewish people left Mitzrayim, left Egypt, to receive the Torah on Mount Sinai. So usually, for a Yontif Bia, usually it's become a little less popular these days, but usually the generous stew meal, you usually have meat and wine on festive meals. As we see, even according to some opinions, you have even meat at a bris, at any Sudas Mitzvah. That's the opinion of different people. But what's unique about Shavuos is that there seems to be some custom of having dairy. So how does that fit in with the custom of Ein Simcha or Basar V'Yayin, that usually Simcha is associated with meat and wine? So you mean, does that lead us to conclude we're not supposed to be happy on Shavuos? What's the custom of having dairy on Shavuos, or is there a custom of having dairy on Shavuos? So clearly there is a custom. The question is, there are different customs. So one of the original customs go back to the Ramah. The Ramah is in you have the Rabbi Yosef Karo on Shulchan Aruch for Svardim, and the Ramah writes on the Shulchan Aruch. And he writes, you know why the custom is to have milk? What's it based on? Because in the Torah, we don't have it anymore, but when we had the temple, they used to bring a special Shtei HaLechem, a special sacrifice they used to bring in the Beis HaMikdash for the Bikurim, for the Yontif of Shavuos. And so Shtei, there were two of them. Shtei HaLechem, Shtei is two. So therefore, where did the custom of dairy come about? What the Ramah writes is, therefore, we know in Jewish law, once you have meat, you have to wait a while, different customs. Whether it's 3 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours, 1 hour, different customs. We don't have meat right after, we don't have milk right after meat. So the Ramah writes, the custom is to begin your meal off, you wash, you have dairy, and then you go and you wash your hands, you have some crackers in between, and then you take out the other chaluk. You're not supposed to mix the milk and the meat. And therefore, he says to have a milk and meat in the same meal, corresponding to the Shtei HaLechem, and going back to the original thing they used to bring Bikurim with in the temple, so according to him, many people don't have that custom, where in the same meal, they have milk and meat, meaning that first they have the milk, they wait a certain time. Obviously, it takes more work, it could be more problematic. Other people, some people split it up. They'll have the night meals, the two night meals will be dairy, the two meat meals will be meat, the two day meals will be meat. Why not the reverse? You could do it either way. The only preference it would be the other way is because since there are those opinions that maybe there is no mitzvah of Simchas Yontif at night, only during the day, so if you assume like that, so therefore those who are going to have dairy, they prefer having two dairy meals at night and having two meat meals during the day. And others, there is no custom to have a meal. You have cheesecake, you have kiddush, you have your cheesecake, and you could go back to having your meat. So again, so having dairy on Shavuos is just a minute. You could go through the whole Yontif of Shavuos eating meat, and that's not a problem. The different customs of having dairy, whether it's just having cheesecake at the kiddush, or do you have like the Ramah, you have one meal, you mix in both milk and meat, or you split the meals, that's all based on different customs, but it's all to fulfill the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif on the holiday of Shavuos. Rabbi Hananya Melakash Omer Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu Vezach Ezro Aficha Chem Ben Tov Yisrael Shinamar Adonai Chafetz Zuman Tiko Yalbiyo Torah V'Yadir.